saxophonist Tommy Smith from his album The Christmas Concert. Interesting. I've been involved in recording a lot of live music over the years, and it's fascinating what the instructions that audiences are given. Frequently it is, when the music stops, don't do anything for a couple of seconds. The sound man needs some time, or the sound person needs some time, to get things organized. And if you start right away, you don't give any wiggle room at all to the people in the booth, so to speak. That's a very polite audience in this album. There's a long delay between the last note and their very enthusiastic applause, but they were either told to keep it quiet, or they're just very polite people. Who knew? That's Tommy Smith from his Christmas Concert album. And you will be hearing more from that album, a little more up-tempo stuff coming up as we get closer to Christmas Day itself. But in the meantime, we have snuck into the second hour of our program today. It's 11:02 already. Mercy. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays, live and streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. Well, my historical segment today, it's sort of convoluted. This is an anniversary year for Rosa Parks' action in Alabama to sit in a part of the bus where she wasn't supposed to, and change the course of American history, and without putting too fine a mark on it. And I was thinking about things like Charles Mingus's Fables of Phobos and things like that that I've been played a lot on this show. Bass player Charlie Mingus, very much alive in what's happening here. John Coltrane with his amazing composition called Alabama. All sorts of things, which led me just to think a little bit about Mingus. And it led me to an album I have never played on this show. And it's one of those albums that apparently there was quite a few of Mingus who recorded all over the place, but a lot of his stuff was bootlegged. And this is a bootleg album. It's called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, and it involves just a couple of tracks, very lengthy tracks, probably recorded in France, in Paris, probably around 1961. And as one of the little comment on this album, as I read, said, just as long as you're not prepared to know who's playing what, and there's no way that whoever it was playing it got any money for it, because there was no attribution and no legal or appropriate way of getting paid for it. They just put on a concert and blew the roof off, and someone was recording it, maybe out of their lapel pocket or something. I don't know. But the album is called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. And I'm going to play two tracks from Mingus. The first one is from a very well-known album, the Mingus Aum album, with John Handy and Booker Irvin and Shafi Hadi on saxophones, and Jimmy Nepper and Willie Dennis on trombones, Horace Parlin on piano, and Danny Richmond on bass. Now, I mention their names because at least some of those folks are probably on this bootleg album, but they don't get any attributes, because I can't tell you who they are. It hasn't been made public. So the first album is going to be Better Get It In Your Soul from the Mingus Aum album. And then following that, it's Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, the tribute to Lester Young. But this one goes 28 minutes. I have never played anything like this before on this show. So you're going to get a lot of Mingus band, orchestra, playing live, probably in Paris, probably in 1961. So here for the next little while is my historical segment with Charles Mingus, the first track being Better Get It In Your Soul.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, an extended track there from Charles Mingus and his band from 1961, and probably in Paris, bootlegged. And the title track called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, somewhere in there, perhaps. Really neat. A lot of great playing there. And to maintain that sort of energy for almost half an hour is really quite something. Mingus was one of those very special jazz people, and recorded a lot all over the place in Europe and whatnot. And according to the notes, was regularly bootlegged. This is one example of that. It is now 11:42 Central Time in Winnipeg. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays, almost always with an historical segment stuck somewhere in the middle, and that's what you have just been listening to. But I'm going to bring it back to Canada now. From an album that I really enjoyed, about a year old now, I guess it is, and I have sampled it before, but it was one of my faves from late in last year, almost a year ago now. It's called Angle and Crane, self-named album, and that's what it's called. And that stands for Simon Angle, who plays guitars and bass and synthesizer, and Tommy Crane, who plays drums and percussion and drum programming and synthesizers and vibraphone. And they have an alto sax guest on a couple of tracks, and they have a voice on a couple of tracks with Sarah Rossi, and Charlotte Grieve plays alto or flute on a couple of tracks as well. This is really good stuff. I was impressed with this album when it came out, and so I'm going to let you hear some of it again. From Angle and Crane, going to play four tracks. One of them is just very short. Twin Machines, Swing Jungend, Salt One, and Unearth. Here is Angle and Crane. Thank you. Ungel and Crane, Simon Ungel on guitars and other things, and Crane on drums and other things from a very neat self-named album, Ungel and Crane. I hope that they keep recording. I'm very impressed with them out of Montreal, I believe, and some neat stuff there. And it's tiptoeing up to the end of our second hour today. And I think that what I will do, because it's required, is to let you know just exactly what you're listening to.
FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM 11, 515.